This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, remember years ago on my show, we had talked about how if you have reading material in the bathroom, that could be bad for you because it's in the toilet flushes, there's a spray, you could get it on your reading material, then somebody else goes into the bathroom and touches it. And so, usually in the medical profession, we don't recommend you sitting there having reading material in the toilet. We also don't want you sitting there reading for hours and then getting a hemorrhoid. Sometimes we get hemorrhoids because we sit and we push, and you know, you really kind of need to be active. You need to not be putting that much pressure there. And also, if you're sitting on the toilet long enough, it could be a sign of constipation. Well, I'm having a little personal issue here in terms of I cannot potty unless there is something to read or I have an app on my phone like Candy Crush or whatever that I could play. This isn't TMI. This is, all right? This is kind of daily living, all right? We need stuff to help us poop. And for me, if I could be in the bathroom reading something, it just helps because I don't want to be in the bathroom that long. I'm a busy girl. I don't have time to sit there and wait for there to be a mass movement and things to kind of move out and get to where it needs to go. So for me, reading helps. And in fact, remember I told you guys stand-up desks help. So before I even need to go to the bathroom, I'll bring my desk to the stand-up position. I'll do my work, and I'll stand up. And I'm like, oh, now I got to go. And then I can run to the bathroom and whatever. But I'm getting my colonoscopy later this week. And so I have to start doing the prep tomorrow. Now, I'm going to do my show first because when you do a three-hour show, it's really hard to do the prep and then you have to run. But the amount of time I'm going to be in the bathroom when you do the prep, I got to drink 2 10-ounce bottles of Mag Citrate. I get to separate them by 6 hours, but it doesn't matter because I usually vomit after the first couple gulps. And then I have to take like 6 Dulcolax. Right, so you got to soften the stool, and then you got to be able to move the stool. Remember, when it comes to pooping, you know, if your stool's soft but you're not moving it, that's an issue. If you're moving it but it's hard stool, that's an issue. So you need it soft and you need it moving, because I need to be squeaky clean for my colonoscopy. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen a squeaky clean colon. It's really cool. The colon is a beautiful organ. It's pink. It's smooth, it's shiny, and then every now and then you can see when you're doing a colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy a little bit of sediment. We don't want any sediment because the sediment can then cover up a polyp. So my question to you guys is, what is the best sort of bathroom reading? What is your go-to? I mean, mine is Candy Crush, but the problem I have with Candy Crush is I run out of lives. And then when you run out of lives, I have to, like, download a whole new app, or I have to buy lives, and I'm not going to buy lives to go to the bathroom. And I think I only have maybe 3 spare lives left. You get 5 if you haven't played in a while, and then when you use them, you have some extra lives. You could ask people for lives, but there's nobody sitting there realizing that you're on the toilet, and you need those extra lives, which is why for any of you guys on Facebook, if I send you a I need another Candy Crush live request, please, in lickety-split haste, give me my extra Candy Crush life, because there's a very good chance I'm on the toilet, especially this Thursday when I'm going to have to be starting my prep. Friday, I'm still going to do my show. I'm going to maybe just do an hour of it, but yeah, I can't. I'm just not going to take a day off. I got to wait around. I got to wait around till 1 anyway, so yeah, I'm going to do my show. But anyway, so what is the most effective bathroom material? What's your app? What is your go-to? What helps? What do you guys swear by? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, some of you have told me, because I asked this question a few years back, that music helps you. Here's my only thing with music, because sometimes the lyrics could be, you know, reminding me of somebody I dated, and I'm like, oh gosh, you know, and then you kind of clench up. Or it could be reminding you of a song that your family member sang, and, you know, your family member's driving you crazy. So that could be an issue. Today I was on the potty, and my mom texted, and she texted, you know, good luck with the prep. And I'm like, and all of a sudden, because it's my mom, I tense up, and I can ask, like, man, I haven't gone yet. So it needs to be something that is non-political. Okay, we don't want politics. It has to be something that doesn't tense you up, because if you do read something or play something and run out of lives or lose, or if you, Tetris is good. Yeah, I need to download a Tetris app. I used to use Tetris, but here's the problem with Tetris. A lot of stress. I would not recommend Tetris as your toilet app, because once those things start to fall fast, you know, when you're like trying to, you know, do your Tetris game, you're going to clench it, and you can't tighten up and pinch. You need to be relaxed. So the psychology behind it is, if you're relaxed, your parasympathetic nervous system kicks in. Your sympathetic nervous system is your flight or fright. You know, like when you're running track, you're not going to potty when you're running or fleeing or whatever, because, you know, all hands on deck has to be for the heart, for the lungs, oxygenating you. Nobody's going to worry about the bowels. But the opposite, when the parasympathetic kicks in, then blood and energy and focus can go to the bowels, the intestines, digesting food, pooping. So it needs to be something that relaxes you. But you also don't want to fall asleep. I have fallen asleep on the toilet. I have. So, like, in the middle of the night when I have to get up to pee, I'll like fall asleep on the toilet, which is not good, because then you can fall off the toilet. And I don't want to fall off and be half naked. So, you know, it's really hard to sit on the toilet and be dressed. So it's got to be something that keeps you awake on the toilet, but also relaxes you enough. So it can't be a game that you lose, like the Pac-Man. I can't play Pac-Man, because I get all nervous for those little monsters that chase you. I can't do that. And I don't like the sound. You know, that wah, 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 wah. That sound doesn't work. It's got to be a relaxing game. So what do you guys do? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. One of my friends has a book of poems. Right? How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to thee, depth and breadth and height, myself and reach. Not, that won't do it for me. Not when I got to poop. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys call us when we are live. Sometimes we are being played in your particular city as a replay. And you could still call in. And your call and comment will be on our answer line. And then we play it the next day. So let's go to our phone lines now. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I heard your show last night commenting about the song lyrics. I was a professional singer, piano player for years, singing all sorts of songs, requests for people. People loved the songbook of yesteryear. Mm-hmm. The new music that's come out is not music, and especially the rappers. When they clean up their act, then we'll think about changing other lyrics for the wonderful songs that are out there, the songbook that we all loved. As time goes by, it had to be you. That particular songbook, it really meant something.
Mm-hmm.
I stand and I wait for the bus, and I hear loud music coming from cars, and it's always some loud rapper using words that we aren't supposed to use, and they shouldn't either. They need to clean up their act, and then we'll think about this cancellation crap. Thank you.
You know, that's an interesting point. You know, we are canceling, you know, old Disney movies and books, Dr. Seuss books and things like that because there are inappropriate, politically incorrect, you know, messages and, you know, some kind of old stereotypes that are being perpetuated. But at the same time, we have new music, new movies and new things being pumped out with inappropriate, politically incorrect, stereotyped, biased, racist. I mean, we talk about the Barat movie. Barat did a sequel, and he's Jewish.
Okay.
And I get that when you are Jewish, you can make fun of, I guess, you know, sometimes yourself, and or not even that. I still don't think that's appropriate. But, you know, when you know, like me, I'll talk about, you know, I guess how I am, you know, in terms of getting constipated during Passover and things like that. But what he had done in that movie was, I mean, he really brought up a bunch of anti-Semitic stereotypes. And then he wins, I think, a Golden Globe Award for Best Picture. And I don't understand how that could be idolized. Put in history as a Golden Globe winner, and who knows if he's going to win an Academy Award for that. They say he won it because he outed Mayor Giuliani, ex-Mayor Giuliani. But it was inappropriate to women. It was sexist. It was racist. It was anti-Semitic. And it won an award. So we're canceling other movies, but we're allowing... we're allowing more content to be out there that has, you know, inappropriate things as well. That isn't making sense. But, you know, one thing about music is the nostalgia that our listener brought up. Like, it had to be you. I mean, these are songs that I would hear my grandma sing or my mom sing. I love the 50s genre. And so I will sing, you know, 50s music all the time. I love Elvis. I love the Platters. You know, Dion, I mean, it just, Little Richard, I really, really love the oldies. And maybe the reason why I love the oldies is because it takes you back to a previous time. I wasn't alive in the 50s. You know, my mom was, my father was, my grandparents were, and it was a different time. Seemed all magical, you know, with the cars and with the skirts and the petticoats and the greasers and the, you know, and it seemed like a real exciting time and a real, you know, post-war suburbs growing. It was you know, music was fantastic. And so when I hear music from that period, it brings you back. When you see old cartoons, when you see old shows, it brings you back. You know, there's been concerns about, will I Love Lucy be canceled? I Love Lucy had a fantastic show. I think I watched all the reruns when I was a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s. I would watch the I Love Lucy shows. But the marriage between Ricky and Lucy did not really seem to be the equitable marriage that we have, you know, progressed to have today. You know, he would, you know, kind of be in charge, and, you know, she would cry, but that's the way TV was done. That it's historical, and that's the way TV was portrayed. That was, you know, there'd be shows in the 70s and 80s where somebody would be throwing a plate at the husband, and everybody would laugh. Well, that's assault. In this day and age, you can't do that. And so if people are worried that somebody would look at an old movie, you know, the Duke, you know, John Wayne, you know, being all manly and macho, you know, and saving the damsel in distress,
if people are going to look at that and go, oh, okay, well, we can't, you know, exhibit that behavior. I don't really see anybody doing that. And you know what? Maybe we do need a little bit more of, you know, of the, you know, gallant, you know, type of John Wayne, or I don't know. And maybe there are some things in the past that were non-racist, non-politically incorrect, that were beautiful things that can't be shoved by the wayside, because these are things that were a part of our history. I mean, you know, Gone with the Wind, a lot of debate on what's happening to Gone with the Wind because it perpetuated some stereotypes, you know, but it also allowed people to look at a piece of history to see what things were like during the Civil War, good and bad. It was horrible to see what you saw in that movie. But that's what was going on during Civil War times. And so when the question is, well, do we change history? The answer is no, but we are starting to change history because we don't want to offend. I mean, the Holocaust is very offensive. The Holocaust, I can't look at a Holocaust picture or a concentration camp without, you know, crying and screaming on the inside. But I don't want those pictures to go away. I don't want that history erased. We need to know that human behavior could at any time take that turn. And people will go against other people at the drop of a hat for a majority cause, a cause that they believe is perpetuated by the majority. And so, it's a shame. You know, I don't want to hear the words that are being said in a lot of music today. There's a lot of things that are very inappropriate, and kids are singing it, and then kids are getting in trouble for saying that, and they're like, but we just bought the song, so we don't sing to songs anymore? Then maybe that content shouldn't be in the songs. But before we cancel certain things without looking at the context that they were in, I don't mind there being a disclaimer saying this was made during a time where this was, you know, this was not, you know, acted upon. And, you know, we think some of the things and images are not appropriate in this day and age. I mean, how many times do we watch a movie and it comes up graphic language, graphic violence, sexual content? So the movies don't all go away. It just says, look, guys, okay, there's going to be sexual content. There's going to be stuff. So if you don't want your kids to see this, and get that kid out of the room, because that's what's about to stream. I mean, Game of Thrones. Now, what constitutes inappropriate conduct or inappropriate content? Well, inappropriate is something that perpetuates, things that we don't in society want children to mimic, and we don't want to make the assumption is that's okay. Yet, if you watch any of these shows, I mean, they're killing people. They're raping people. I mean, that's not okay. But that's the content. That's what's in these. You know, you see Braveheart, people are dying. You see Troy, people are dying. So, if we're going to cancel and censor, I mean, are we censoring it all, or are we picking certain parts? I mean, it's not consistent. That's, I think, something that, you know, our listener echoed, and, you know, we have to have a consistent message, and especially because these kids are confused. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Wednesday. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is not a fan of President Biden's over $1.5 trillion sweeping infrastructure bill.
They've assembled a patchwork of left-wing social engineering programs and want to label it infrastructure.
McConnell saying very little of the plan would actually go toward improving highways and bridges. The Justice Department announcing they're launching an investigation into police practices in Minneapolis.
The Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
Attorney General Merrick Garland also saying that public safety requires public trust. He did not take any questions from reporters. This is USA Radio News. Travel is beginning to pick up. Last week, nearly 10 million people took to the skies, many people flying to tourist destinations, many people enticing visitors by offering them vaccinations once they arrive. Nevada, for example, has vaccinated more than 57,000 visitors. And starting June 1st, tourists entering Alaska will be able to get a vaccine shot at one of the state's four major airports.
You come to visit Alaska and you get a shot. We'll have things set up at the airport and we'll help you out. So it's probably another good reason to come to the state of Alaska in the summer.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy. Democrats in Montana have filed a lawsuit after Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed two bills changing voter registration laws. The first law ends Election Day registration and the other law revises what is considered an acceptable form of voter ID. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dolly. Your show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep those calls, those questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We love them. So, do you guys remember that moment when your relationship with your parents changed, where you started to realize that you might know more than your parents and how they might even need to rely on you later? It's a very eerie time. It might happen in a split second or it might happen over years. But I went from being so afraid of my parents and them being these formidable forces and them being the ever all-powerful. And then all of a sudden I realized, and I caught them on, you know, them not being right or them being wrong. And it just, whoa, it was like the whole world changed. It was like, remember the Pirates of the Caribbean where there was this alternate universe and the boat flipped the alternate universe? That's exactly how it felt. So I think I'm in the process of going through that now with my kids. Now, them growing up, I would instill in them a lot of falsities, right? Untruths. Mommy, did you know this? Mommy knows everything. Mommy, did you hear about this? Of course I did. I'm mommy. I know everything. Okay. Did you eat your vegetables, kids? Let me smell you. Nope. You didn't have any vegetables. All you did was eat french fries. How'd you know? So I would pretend I knew witchcraft. I don't know why I did that to the kids. It's just I never wanted them to lose that idea that mommies know everything. And I didn't have to lie to them. I didn't have to pretend. Yeah, I had instinct. I guessed right 99% of the time. So I didn't really have to. I could just say, look, I just know. But I was just so worried that there was going to be that one day when they looked at me and they were like, wait a second, she's full of it. She doesn't know. And so I raised them well. I got two boys. One's 21, one's 18. Well, the 21-year-old, a few years back, he decided to go for engineering. I was like, oh, that's great. Oh, engineering is fantastic. What's great? Yeah, you're going for engineering. Oh, my baby, you know. He started to do well. He actually got A's in the classes. So I go, that's my boy. Good boy. I'm like, well, wait a second here. I couldn't get A's in engineering class. That's okay. Good. I want my baby to do well. Then it asked me a question. Mom, I'm having trouble with this math question. You did math, right? Oh, yeah. I went to Calculus 3. I think I did analytics. I did biostats. I went beyond. I think I even did differentials. I forgot how far I went in math. Yeah. Lay it on me. I can't do it. And one time my son asked me a question, and I was tired. And I looked at him and said, I don't know. And the look on his face, that mama, who is all-knowing, the biggest smart aleck in the world, right, went through years of schooling in the snow, right, having to travel the snow uphill both ways, even though I lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, having to do everything I've done, 1450 on my SAT while I had my period, all this that he has been indoctrinated with, which is true, by the way, did have my period, which is why I got a better score, don't ask. All this he was indoctrinated with, now mama doesn't know. He goes on second semester, third semester, fourth semester, he's got A's. So he tries to talk to me about his classes. And I look at him like it's Greek. I don't understand what he's saying. And he just starts to kind of realize, and all of a sudden now his demeanor changes. Mom, we need to do it this way. He starts teaching me. He tries to school me. Like, excuse me. Mom, you're doing it wrong. You parked your car wrong. You're doing this wrong. And so my biggest fear was my kid was going to think that I don't know anything, that I'm just a complete idiot because I don't understand the torque or the angstroms or the ohms and whatever the heck he's learning in electrical engineering, that because I don't understand that, I won't be able to brush my teeth. And so what do you do when you have a kid that starts to kind of go through that transition of, wait a second, you know, I think I know more than mama. So I'm noticing a little tug of war because I don't want him disrespectful. You know, just because you're schooling me on something doesn't mean you get to mansplain, doesn't mean you get to talk down to me like I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm not an idiot. It's just I went through school, I went through the biological and the chemical sciences, majored in bio, minored in chemistry, got an MD. Sorry, I don't understand engineering physics. And he's not meaning to be that way. He's a good boy. He really is. But I think he is struggling with the fact that, you know, here I am, you know, and Daddy, who are the ones you always rely on. And now, you know, he is becoming his own man. He's, you know, and Brock's going through the same thing. My son Brock, you know, he's like, really, Mom, you don't remember that, you know, piece and, you know, I don't know, Shakespeare and history or whatever. But sorry, I don't. I just don't. You know, I'm busy. I'm trying to see patients online. Just let me do what I have to do. So, you know, they're good kids, but I think, you know, they've looked at each other and they said, Mommy doesn't know it all. Mommy's been full of it. Yeah, Mommy's been full of it. I told you Mommy's been full of it. She's been lying through her teeth. Mommy's been lying to us all the time. So, you know, that means she really didn't, you know, make water out of wine. No, she didn't. You know, that was Jesus. And so all the stuff I told him that I did, you know, they've been, I think, now schooled in their own way. And so I don't want them to, you know, look at me differently. I mean, look, they don't have to think of me as a goddess. Okay, I want them to know I'm human. I've told them I've made mistakes. And I go, I want you to learn from my mistakes. You know, I tell them anything I've regretted. Dirk, they know never to date Dirk, who I dated. They know because it just was a mistake. So I've taught my kids from my mistakes, and I've been open about that. But just, you know, I'm worried that I'm not, you know, the all-powerful, amazing, most wonderful mama. See, I never went through that with the kids where they rebelled and hated me. You know, they've never told me they hated me. They do. I mean, kids will hate the parents, but they've never told me. Maybe because they're scared of me, because I'm like, oh, really? Really? I'll give you something to hate. So maybe they're scared of me that they've never said it. But I never had a rough teenage period with the kids. We didn't really have a rough, terrible twos. We didn't have that. But I worry now that we're going to have this, you know, mom, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I do. And we're going to listen to me now. And, you know, are our kids smarter than us? Well, we have history. We have experience. We're seasoned. You can't buy that. Kids don't have that. But what their new landscape is makes a lot of our history irrelevant. When we try to talk to them about college degrees, like, okay, it's kind of old school, Mom. You could get a degree online. You know, you don't really have to go to college, and everybody has a degree now. Well, you know, you need to be able to, you know, type. You need to learn. We don't really have to learn how to type. In fact, the keyboard's going to get changed. Well, you need to have to know how to manage money. No, Mom, Amazon is going to be reading our palms. All we have to do is show a palm. I'm not even going to have to carry money. And the bank is calculating what got taken out. I'm like, so all these things that I was trained that was a have to, that my mom was right. My mom and dad were right. You did have to balance your checkbook. You did have to know how to do this. You did have to understand the Dewey Decimal System so you could find a book in the library. These kids have a much different, and they had a much different youth, have a much different adulthood now, that a lot of what I did is obsolete. And the last thing any of us parents want to be is obsolete. And so, you know, how do you prevent that? How do I show my kids that I am still very, very relevant? You know? I mean, you can't tell a kid, well, yeah, what you're going to do is you're going to meet about the disco. They don't go to a disco anymore, okay? The kids meet on Instagram. They meet on social media. They go to a hangout. That's where they hook up. You know, you can't tell them, oh, marijuana's bad. Don't be doing marijuana. Marijuana's illegal. They're in a world where marijuana's legal, right? You know, their world is different from ours by so much that you know, a lot of what we could teach them might be irrelevant. And I don't want to be irrelevant anymore. So what do you do? 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals that couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I got the COVID vaccine, so far so good. It was interesting. We told you, I talked a little bit about the side effects that were pretty common. Yeah, little achy, was nauseous day one, arm hurts, then the other arm hurts. And I have low levels of fibromyalgia, so I think that flared up. I did take an ibuprofen, and I got achy. I was a little grumpy, but for the most part, I was fine. Got my shot on the weekend, was able to go back on Monday. It was okay. Second shot, didn't have the nausea, did get a fever. Was a little achy in one arm, a little achy in another. So far, so good. But the one side effect I didn't tell you guys about, because I didn't think it was a side effect, was I had... like, really bad breast tenderness, okay? My boobies hurt. And so I thought I was pregnant. Did one pregnancy test, negative. A week later, I'm like, something's not right. They hurt. Didn't know the pregnancy test. I was negative. And you weren't really supposed to go and get a mammogram because the shot could cause lymphadenopathy, swelling. So I put on the Facebook page that I have, the COVID vaccine experience, good, bad, neutral. I put a question out there to see if anybody experienced breast tenderness. And some people talked about the swelling of the glands, and, you know, people had messaged me going, yeah, you're going to get glands swollen. They go, but it wasn't that. It was, you know, my breast got tender. But I thought, you know what, maybe it was just hormones. You know, I'm on certain hormones, and now it's caused me to gain weight. I'm dealing with that. So maybe something happened hormonally. And I blew it off. Well, a couple researchers have gotten over 25,000, I guess, survey responses that women have noticed their periods change after getting the COVID vaccine. Now, you know, the mRNA technology, which we've talked about, or the Johnson & Johnson DNA technology, should not affect the hypothalamus and the pituitary and your ovaries. It shouldn't. But maybe some link is going on. So researchers are going to look into it. So they say right now that let me see if I have my glasses here. This is from the University of Illinois. Dr. Catherine Clancy, an associate professor at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and Dr. Catherine Lee, postdoctoral scholar in the public health science divisions at Washington University of Medicine, St. Louis, both received their shots, and they noticed that they had temporary changes in their menstrual cycle. Their periods either came usual, heavier, or regular. So they're now collecting data on, 25,000 women didn't post it. They are going to now evaluate 25,000 women to see if they've had issues with their period. Now, keep in mind, originally the vaccine was given to healthcare workers, so some of them could have been menstruating, but then the biggest group of people were older individuals who weren't menstruating. Now that younger individuals are getting them, even now, 16 on up, you're going to have a younger data set, so we might be able to see some issues. Now, for those of us who are middle-aged in our 30s and 40s, the periods were always weird. You know, I mean, some of us may be right on the money. But for the younger people who are more consistent, now we might have a better data set. And so that's what they're doing. So they had somebody say, I'm on day 3 of my period. I'm still swapping out extra long pads a few times a day. Typical for me is maybe 1 or 2. So apparently through a tweet, and now they're doing a formal study, it's called Vaccinated Menstruators Assemble, just to kind of see what their experience was. And like I said, we don't want to, you know, whenever doctors kind of ask you what your experience is, they're trying to be as objective as possible, hopefully. Okay, we don't want to sway anybody. We don't want to be pro-vax, anti-vax in our message. We just want that safe space. Tell us what you think is going on. But period changes, you know, everybody's panicking about the narrative and the media possibly freaking people out to not get the COVID vaccine. And people thought that when the CDC and FDA temporarily paused the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that people would freak out, that people would stop taking the shot, and that would cause a whole domino effect of distrust of the vaccine and fear. No. In fact, most likely the FDA is going to bring the Johnson & Johnson vaccine back with a disclaimer saying, look, a few people got these deadly clots, you know, talk to your doctor, etc. But if you're worried about the public, right, having any sort of lack of enthusiasm about the vaccine, this is the study you want to watch out for. Because if you tell a woman who's finally as at the point in her life where her periods are manageable and her periods are predictable, and you at all insinuate that a vaccine could mess that whole thing up, that's where you're going to see people panic. Nobody wants their periods messed up. Nobody does. Okay? I don't ever want my period again. Thank God with my IUD and maybe with age, I think my periods have like stopped officially. And I am the happiest girl. That's why I'm always smiling. I'm like, no period, hallelujah. It's like, my husband's happy. The kids are happy. Because, I'm in a happy mood. I'm a good girl. I didn't like getting my period. It was horrible. So, do I really think there's a link? Well, if you look at the science, technically the mRNA, especially, because I think they're looking at more of Moderna and Pfizer, but I think they're going to include the Johnson & Johnson. We don't have that much of a sample size with that yet. But the mRNA going into a cytoplasm of a muscle cell, telling it to make spike proteins for your immune system to recognize and fight it, shouldn't have anything to do with your hormonal axes that manage the ovaries and your FSH and LH and all sorts of other sort of signals that have to cause that whole cycle to be and exist. But a study that came out yesterday that we talked about was how they are seeing herpes virus, varicella, whether it's shingles or whether it's cold sores or genital herpes, activate in some who have had the vaccine. I've seen it. I took care of two patients over the weekend who had shingles, and they both had gotten their shot within a month. And maybe, look, shingles comes on when you're stressed, but maybe when the immune system is primed, it might cause a virus that is a little quiet to reactivate. In fact, I think some researchers are going to study if anybody's HIV is in remission, if they notice after the vaccine, if it triggered. Mind you, we want people with HIV to get the COVID vaccine, but it'll be interesting to see if there's any sort of reactivation of latent viruses. This fatigue that people are having is at the Epstein-Barr. For those of us that had Epstein-Barr in our body, might have had mono, might have never had mono, but Epstein-Barr has been indicated in, you know, as a culprit with chronic fatigue. Did some of us get the COVID vaccine? Then it triggered the Epstein-Barr virus. So some of us have chronic fatigue. COVID, did COVID do that? We saw that COVID could reactivate shingles, could reactivate herpes, could possibly reactivate Epstein-Barr. Maybe that's why we have long COVID, because the virus itself activated these other viruses. So we have a lot to learn. I mean, that's no doubt there. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, if some people will have, you know, some sort of a disruption. I mean, maybe getting the vaccine, maybe the immune system getting primed, maybe the body detecting something new might put people a little bit out of balance, you know. Maybe it's because a lot of people have been on lockdown. They haven't been around other people, and all of a sudden they're around other people to get the vaccine. Maybe it's because their activities are different because they're vaccinated. They feel more free. They're out among others. You know how women will sometimes pick up each other's cycle and their periods might change and all be in alignment. So there could be a lot of factors, but kudos to these doctors for looking into it. And I am, though, very intrigued with the breast pain issue. If any of you guys had breast pain after your COVID vaccine, I'd like to know about that. Because, yeah, even though the glands could swell, I mean, I was taking pregnancy tests every week. I was really, it was unique. That was not pain that I was used to feeling, and it just seemed almost a little hormonal. So who knows? Maybe it does affect hormones. Temporarily. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.